Welcome to today's micro podcast series of tourism in Malaysia. My name is Nova, and on behalf of Uzaidi Udanis, I will be your host for today. I'm just curious. How was your business and tourist arrival from China last week? Especially during China's Golden Week? Is it good? Well, China's inbound and outbound trips surged during the 8-day Golden Week holiday this year, official data showed on Saturday, recovering to 85% of their pre-pandemic level. Guess where is China's tourist favorite destination? Of course, Thailand. Where else? Thailand is enjoying the big numbers from China. This year's number has increased tremendously. The average number of inbound and outbound passenger trips a day reached 1.5 million during the longer-than-normal break, as the Mid-Autumn Festival coincided with the National Day holiday this year, which ended on last Friday. That was equivalent to 85.1% of the number of average trips made in the same period in 2019. The rebound in international travel by Chinese tourists will be a boon to many tourism-dependent businesses around the world, especially Southeast Asia. Before COVID-19, mainland Chinese tourists spent more than any other country's tourists when abroad, clocking up a combined $255 billion in 2019, with group tours estimated to account for roughly 60% of that. Booking platforms and travel agencies say Chinese tourists looking to go abroad favor cheaper Asian destinations, with Thailand by far the preferred choice after it introduced a visa waiver program.
Whoa!
Spending on domestic trips during the holiday also beat the pre-pandemic level, with an average outlay of 911.6 yuan, $124.86, per trip, according to Reuters calculations based on government data published on Friday. This compared with 830.8 yuan per trip in 2019 when the holiday was 7 days long, and 680.6 yuan last year. Travelers made 826 million trips within mainland China, up 71.3% from a year ago and 4.1% higher than in 2019, according to data released by the official Xinhua news agency. So there you go, guys. No doubt, China will be the big source for inbound market. And I hope we can be more aggressive in China's market. We will be organizing a lot of sales trip and mission to China. For further information, please go to uzaidi.com. That's all for today's mini podcast episode, and I hope you enjoyed it. If you think the information is useful, please subscribe to this podcast so that you won't miss any episode. See you in the next episode, and let's us all promote inbound to Malaysia.
Let's promote inbound to Malaysia!
Do you know what is the biggest evolution in travel industry and how it will affect your business? It's local experience. More and more people are adding leisure travel back into their lives, but interestingly, their preferences are changing. According to a recent survey, travelers are yearning for a more authentic and local experience over tourist attractions when discovering a new destination. If you want to know how to tap the $447.30 billion local experiences tourism market, go to http://uzaidi.live. There are free videos on how you can take advantage with local experiences. Go to website uzaidi.live now.